God's Devarim, his cores and commandments, in opposition to Nimrod. But the multiple meanings of the biblical Hebrew word Devarim open up unsuspected corners of Bible meaning, including a much deeper understanding of the word theology. Hello, welcome to the Explanation Podcast with Sam Kneller. This episode is God's Devarim. Discover another example of multi-meanings of biblical Hebrew words from the course Unlock Bible Meaning with 7 Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew, available at theexplanation.com. God's Devarim. Discover an example of multiple meanings. The Lord's Devarim, his words, are of vital importance, as we know. Consider them in opposition to Nimrod's Devarim. In the last lesson, we saw Nimrod's Devarim, his cause with his anti-God decrees or commandments. Now we'll look at God's Devarim, this word with multiple meanings. That's key one to unlock Bible meaning, leads us into unsuspected corners of Bible comprehension. A little further on from the reference to one speech in Genesis 15, we find Devarim again, used in a context with Abraham immediately following his encounter with Melchizedek, otherwise known as the King of Righteousness. A difficult-to-understand passage because of the little background and few references to this king. The explanation will explain the meaning of the episode when we reach Genesis 14. For now, please retain this point. Nimrod and his Devarim represent everything unrighteous. In the sea of wickedness, there's a glimmer of hope. Abraham and Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness. We know the context is all important for Bible understanding. At the beginning of Genesis, God established the foundation of the New Testament church when he changes the name of Abram to Abraham for his servant who is father of the faithful. In this context, it uses the biblical Hebrew dabar twice to refer to these momentous events, and for the first time, it uses the term Word of the Lord, Divrei Yahweh. Genesis 15:1. After these things, that's H1697 Devarim, the word, again H1697 Dabar, of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." Go over to Unlock Bible Meaning, and you can see these two words in Genesis 15:1. Dabar for things, and dabar for word. Notice also Divrei Yahweh, the word of the Lord. God's commandments. Here is the verse where Exodus uses dabar in conjunction with God's commandments. Exodus 34:28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words, H1697, Devrei, of the commandment, the Ten Commandments, again, H1697, Devarim. As you can see, the same word is translated both words and commands, or commandments. Key one reveals Dabar having the meanings things, causes, word, and commands. When you put this together, God's, Yahweh's words are commands. In other words, God's word, the Bible, is a serious matter or cause. Other translations of the biblical Hebrew, dabar. Abraham took it to heart. It was counted to him as righteousness. How about our outlook? Let me give you a little further insight into the multiple meanings of dabar and where it leads us to unlock Bible meaning. Dabar relates to creation in Genesis 1. This one word is a fascinating study. God's word and creation. In this context, we'll discover H1697 is in the Psalms, where it confirms God's speaking into creation in Genesis 1. God's word initiates the creation. Psalm 33, verses 4 through 6. For the word, H1697, of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loves righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word, H1697, of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In Genesis 1, we read, and God said, here, by the word of the Lord, were the heavens made. This is not contradictory, but complementary. Let's conclude this short elaboration of the biblical Hebrew word dabar with a concept that might be new to you. You know that in the New Testament, in John 1, the word refers to Jesus Christ, verses 1, 3, and 14, by whom everything was created. I realize that the word in John is in Greek, and we're studying Hebrew. Nonetheless, we know there's an intricate relationship between the Old and New Testaments. When we see dabar translated commandments, the word of God, the instrument that spoke into creation, we cannot but consider the relationship of this word to Jesus Christ himself, who is called the Word. I will not expand on this here, but leave you with this food for thought. I will add one final thought here about the word of the Lord. This time in Greek, we find it in John 1, verse 1. The term logos repeated three times. And in verse 14, word became flesh, referring to Jesus Christ. Theos, logos, is the basis for the English word theology. We tend to throw that word around, and many scholars use it to mean a study of God's word, with a small w. That's not the case. Theology is God's words, and it is a study of what God tells us. It is the study of God's commandments. With that in mind, we need the proper respect for the study of God's words to his creation. We've dealt with one word, dabar, and its meaning. How so many contexts use the same word. Dabar begins to reveal some of its story. The quantity of different translations, 50, exposes the number of different contexts where the authors use the biblical Hebrew word. This adds both depth and additional impact to the passages where we find this word. Whether it is 2 or 25 translations, they all come from one base, and there is a relationship between these words. We're even going to see there can be opposite meanings, and again, there's a relationship. Practice makes perfect. Now it's your turn. go to unlockbiblemeaning.com and find Deuteronomy 1, verse 1. Switch to the Interlinear Bible. Read the first verse. Using the transliteration on the second line, find Devarim. You will discover it twice in this verse, like in Genesis 15:1 above. Then click on this link. It is the name of the fifth book in the Pentateuch, Deuteronomy, Sefer Devarim in Hebrew. Compare the Hebrew with Debar. What did you find? By the way, the first of these two words is Sefer, which means book, the book of words. Meditate on why the name of this book is Words or Commandments, or other of those 50 translations. Moses pronounces these words and commandments. This is not just any book of words. Continue to follow this eye-opening audio Bible course or the free text and video course at theexplanation.com. All the Bible study tools for this course are freely available online, also at theexplanation.com. Let's unlock Bible meaning with the 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew and reveal the explanation.